Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. And on this New Year's Eve, we're going to have a party. Hope you're enjoying yourselves on this New Year's Eve, the last day of 2018, bringing in the new year. I think it's time for a little celebration. RKO coming at you. This one goes out to you guys. Yeah. minutes to go.
Don't
got 16 minutes to go. Okay, let me see what's happening with the soundboard. Ah, here we go. Cooling it down a bit. Thinking about all that snow in Sweden. It's actually pretty cold up here in Northern California. It's going to
to rush the thing to fucking
Goes out to Dave Anger. Crazy.
Crazy.
Okay, well, here we are. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
All right, we've got the Chainsaw Fight Boys on the line from Las Vegas.
What's up?
And let me see. Who else do we have on the line here? I see Vince.
Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Huh?
So nice
What's
to
up,
hear
Daniel?
From you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Well, you know, we're kicking
also
it down
Wally.
Here.
Also,
we
Wally
got...
from Chainsaw Fight.
Hi, Wally. How you
Hello.
Doing tonight?
Good.
All right. Well,
Good.
Here's a Chainsaw Fight for all you guys to listen to. You and your friends. Woohoo. What would we do without friends?
The messenger of God.
Really cool working with Al and the guys.
Thank you so much. And You know, we've got the chainsaw fight boys here from Las Vegas, and I was just playing some of their songs, and that last one's one of my favorites. Pretty good song.
That
sounds
badass.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're...
Well, thank you.
They're one of our number one bands right now on the label, and they're really kicking some booty.
That we appreciate.
Sweet.
Oh yeah, and you know I just love this. Where is it? I gotta find it. Wolfman. Hey, you guys could do it. You guys could do it live for me. Come on, it's only 19 seconds.
Okay. All
right. Kick him in the nards. Kick him in the nards. Wolfman have nards. Do it. Do it.
Wolfman got nards.
Fuck yeah. Kick him in the nuts! Kick him in the nuts! The woman on his neck! Do it! Do it! Don't let God hard!
Well, you know.
Fuck yeah.
I'm always glad that I get to laugh because that's what I'm going for.
I don't know. That's one of my favorite movies of all time right there. That's bad.
I'm glad people get that.
Oh,
yeah.
Fucking wolf.
Oh, man, that's pretty awesome. We're, like, watching the Vegas fucking fireworks going off of the strip, and then we get to listen to Wolfman's Got Nards while it was playing. That was awesome.
We appreciate everything you've done.
Aw, thank you guys. I love it. I love punk rock. I love the scene. It's, you know, really some fun times now, because in the beginning it was a no fun zone, and now we've got fireworks going off and Wolfman's getting kicked in the nards, and we've got music videos,
like,
I Want a Beer, done by Daniel, and Hate Within, by the band Confused, and he's just great. Daniel is quite an artist at the computer and putting together the videos and everything. It's just wonderful. And
thank you very much for saying that. Thank you very much.
Well,
It's
one of those things that, you know, we had been wanting to do for a long time, and you know, you were the first to step up to the plate and get it done, and yeah, the guys from Chainsaw Fight have got a couple of videos that they're going to pass on, and well, you know, you started the ball rolling, Daniel.
Right on, man. I can't wait to see them. The thing I like the most about this genre is, like, being able to do whatever the hell you want without, you know what I mean? Because it's you know, a lot of different places put kind of restrictions or just different genres. Everybody's, like, real picky, but that's what I like. It's, like, the free spirit of it, you know, because there's almost as much punk going into the making of the videos and the smartassness and just doing, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, but yeah, that's pretty much the nutshell.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little buzzed, so.
Hey,
we're
a little buzzed.
We're drinking over here, too. You know.
Okay.
Like, I had a glass of whiskey and Coke here the size of my head, so.
Yeah.
It's true.
Right on.
That's one of my favorites. Tim Hellstrom
did you say? Oh, one of our videos we did in Cutting Edge 8-Bit Technology.
Oh, badass.
Murder Party?
Yeah,
Murder
Party.
No, I got to check that out, man. Yes.
Well,
anybody else
see any
fireworks tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Me? I can't see anything except a black sky.
Oh,
that's
right.
Probably just beautiful.
Well, there's a lot of stars out tonight.
We spent a good portion of our evening blowing up fruit and shit, so it's pretty cool.
Blowing up fruit?
Yeah. I got some badass slow-mo vids that are going to go into some videos and stuff. So.
Well, I can hear that.
Yeah, earlier it was just gunshots, but now there's actually fireworks. They're out in, like, old Hendo out here, so, like, people don't have fireworks. They just got, like, they're like, fucking 38. On the old, like, outskirts of Vegas. Yeah.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, even in the city limits, last time I spent a New Year's Eve down in L.A., I heard more gunfire right in the neighborhood, you know, than I've ever heard anywhere. It's like, blam, 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 blam. It's like, okay, all my neighbors are packing, that's for sure. And out here in rural Northern California, where I live, shooting's allowed, and there's not one little peep. I guess it's more fun when it's not allowed, right?
When it's what?
It's more fun in city limits where it's not allowed.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, one year
I live in the
state,
so
town.
Everybody comes to my house. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go for it.
Oh, yeah. We were, like, out in Northtown. All of a sudden, you just hear, like, almost like machine gun fire, and then everybody in unison just moved underneath the awning. Like, oh, yeah. We're probably going to, just in case. We're like, oh, this is really cool. And then we thought of the logistics of it, and we're like, fuck this. And we just kind of went back and flashed a little.
Whatever's clever, you know.
Where
are
you calling from?
The neighborhood you guys live in sounds like that's where you got your lyrics for your murder party video, huh?
Yeah, we just stayed inside and watched horror movies to avoid the outside.
I can't imagine.
We're calling from Vegas. We're calling from North California, and
where are you calling from, Daniel?
Oh, Texas, like outside San Antonio, basically. Yes, sir.
All right, on.
It's the gunshot thing you were telling me earlier. I was like, oh, that's actually kind of a, you know, like that. It's like everybody's like, all right, it's New Year's.
Texas,
it's pretty cool,
makers, man. Chainsaws and chainsaw massacres.
There you go, man. y'all are from North California? Is that where you're from? Or you said you're in Vegas?
No, we're, we're in Vegas.
We're in Vegas.
Oh.
And,
North Las Vegas is North Town.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm the one
right
in Northern California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I get confused. Like I said, I drank a little bit. So.
I live 15 miles out of city limits where shooting is allowed, but yet not one little peep, not even a 22, nothing. You know, all the excitement's in the city because that's where all the machine guns are and all the heavy rapid fire.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I suppose so, right? With all the good shit, at least.
I know, right? Well, you know, I'm from L.A. You know, I was born down there and lived down there most of my life. And we've had quite a few exciting New Year's Eve with the bam, 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 bam. I'm guilty of it myself.
Oh, shit,
so.
We just got an ambulance going by.
Woo! We're ready here in the ambulances and
it's all fun
fire
and games until somebody gets hurt.
Yeah. Somebody just lost a thumb right now.
Yeah. Well, that the same thing happened because, like, you know, I said I was in the sticks. I was, you know, when we were having our festivities right at midnight, we heard the fire trucks leave, like, they're like a horde of them. And I'm like, oh, shit, there we go. Somebody lost something, you know. But yeah, it's like a normal occurrence, you know. people acting crazy, you know. But, you know, like, y'all have artillery shells. Oh, y'all, yeah, wait a minute. You're in Las Vegas. What am I asking? Y'all have badass fireworks up there, right?
Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we make a habit of, like, just, like, getting artillery shells and blowing up random, just blowing up random things, putting them upside down, basically doing everything that you're told not to do on the package, you know, and, you know, we try to do it within safety, you know, we try to put it in there, but yeah, tonight was cool, man. Watermelons are badass and pumpkins rule, man. I got really
I'm coming
good,
to Texas
I got,
next year. I got to see
right
this.
On, right on. I got some badass slow-mo vid of it. It's really cool. A pumpkin just exploding. So pretty cool. But anyway.
Wow, we should use that on a video. That would
there
be
you
fun.
Go. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all fair game, damn it.
Let's add it to a chainsaw song, huh?
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
down.
We got a Halloween 3 one in the works. We could totally use a slow motion pumpkin explosion. That would be awesome. That'd be perfect.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. So, are y'all writing stuff like kind of based just on, or like with that, you made one about Halloween 3?
Yeah.
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 Oh, right on, dude. Right up my alley. Yeah.
Well, you should see
like
their live stage show. Tell them about
yeah, well,
your live
I'm
stage show, guys.
I got here.
Oh, with Travis?
Oh, yeah, we got our own chainsaw-wielding, pig-faced fucking
mascot
murder man running around.
Holy, dude, all right, that's cool. That's... Hey, if you guys
they're very theatrical.
Okay, that's awesome.
We don't do much. But he does.
Yeah, yeah. We had to get somebody else because we're like, ah, that's a lot of effort.
Right on, but it's effort well spent. Damn it, that sounds like that's cool. I do a lot of special effects stuff, for haunts around here, and we had a pig wielding or a knife wielding pig, and we had like this whole thing that was based around him and shit. Like we had like a scene that I made. It was like I made a silicone pig baby, and we had this chick laying on the table, and like people would walk by and the little pig baby would launch out at him and stuff, and we got a lot of reaction from that. I know this sounds fucked up, but it had like a little silicone dick, and it was a completely like, it wasn't meant to be, like it wasn't meant to be the focal point, but everybody came out asking about this, like, why did y'all do that? Because the little silicone, like a fetus looking thing, right? And so it would shoot out and it'd be
all sounds so red.
I think I had more fun doing that than I've ever made anything in my life. There you go. Sorry.
You gotta get that on film and put it behind a video.
I that's definitely I got a few pictures, but yeah, I'll try to see it. I'll try to throw maybe sometime in the future. I have been me and Al, you know, we're you know, we talk about videos sometimes and shit, so yeah.
Nice.
All in.
A little fetus
yeah,
piggy with a woody.
Like throw together a video or something. I'll be rad.
What's that?
Yeah, I'll get your information from Gaddis and we could hook up or something.
That'd be rad if you like,
yeah.
Do special effects and we're all about horror and like weird shit, and so it'd be cool to like
seriously right up my alley, dude.
Oh, yeah.
So if we disappear, my phone's low. So if we cut off, then that's what happens.
All righty.
Right on. Yeah. I'm getting to the point. I think I need to go in there and lay down because I think I've said too much tonight now. So.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. I've got to see a watermelon explode, man. And
right on.
You know, I'd love to feel it all over my body, smashed all over me, you know, when it blows up. Oh, man, that would be freaking awesome.
Right on. right on.
You could even, I could
hell
even
yeah.
lick the watermelon off.
That one looked right on.
It's hard because it's cold as shit outside.
Yeah, it's fucking freezing out.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's cold here, too. It's like getting ready to snow. It's going down to 32 degrees tonight here.
Yeah.
So
oh, nice.
I'm probably going to get some snow. You guys in Las Vegas, what is it, about 70 degrees and you're cold?
Oh, no, no. During right now, it is 36.
Oh, okay, that's right. It gets cold in the desert, too. I used to live in Mojave, and it snowed there every year, too. The desert does get cold. I forgot.
Yeah, people aren't supposed to live here.
Well, you know, the gangsters who invented the whole Las Vegas scene, they wanted some place to go away from everybody, you know?
Yeah, they had to get in the middle of, like, nowhere away from all of law.
Where no one would challenge them.
Yeah.
Yep. And capture or hit up all the people that were traveling from, you know, from the east to the west, and I'm all seeing like the Godfather now, that is the Godfather Part Two, when he's talking about that Mo Green or whatever getting killed.
Oh yeah, he got wasted before he even got to see a reality. He
yeah,
was spending too much money.
Statue. Yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much. I need to go, guys. I'm pretty fucked. But
well, you know, Daniel, it is after 2 o'clock in Texas, so we love you. Thank you for coming on, and let's blow up some watermelons and pumpkins and little piggies and sticks.
Y'all take care, guys. It was really nice hearing from
you.
Right. Take care, all right?
Hey, Daniel.
Happy New Year, Daniel.
Okay,
he was
so
nice.
Are all of the fireworks still going off there, or have they quit?
Oh, no, they're done, but we're inside now because it's cold as shit outside.
Yeah, we're like...
Nice. Well, you know, here's I've got an oldie for you guys. Here we go. This is Chuck Dukowski on bass, Merrill on vocals. You guys remember Swa?
No, I can't say I do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Chuck Dukowski, known for Black Flag, Worm. Oh, I just talked to him today, and we're working on a new project, and it's really fun. So here, this one goes out to you, Chuck, Meryl, the rest of you guys.
Right here, go home! Nicaraguan style!
One, two, three, four!
Well, you know, I used to book them quite a bit when I worked in Hollywood, and Meryl would come on stage fully decked out in leather, with leather face mask and everything. It was pretty good.
Nice.
He's the 2018 soon. Well, it's 2019 now. He's the 2019 Timothy Leary of the current days, out there in the desert with some fun legal psychedelics and taking people on journeys to explore their inner selves. You can tell how old that song is because they're talking about Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Speaking of drugs, I think I'm going to go get blackout drunk.
Okay, well, here, I got a song for you from RKL. Here you go.
All right.
Ooh, yeah.
I just never thought about Wolfman as having nards.
He's anatomically correct.
That's right.
Unlike that weird ass Ken doll.
Ken doesn't have nards.
Wolfman.
Well, you know, as a kid, I grew up scared to death watching those old Boris Karloff movies, you know, and Lon Chaney, and watching the hair grow on him. Now all I can see in my mind is the hair growing on his balls.
Speaking of hair, my personal belief is that the Wolfman has completely smooth, like just smooth balls. His nards, the rest of his body entirely covered in hair,
but his nards.
Just his no nard hair at all on the wall.
And no wrinkles either.
Yeah, no wrinkles. It's like if somebody like steam pressed him. Like
just wrinkle remover.
Two cue balls hanging off this wolf man.
You know, have you ever seen a truck with big bull balls hanging off of the back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the time. I've been to Boulder City a lot. In Arizona.
In Arizona.
They're everywhere.
They do it a lot here in Cottonwood.
Only anatomically correct trucks in Arizona.
Well, they got them here in Cottonwood too. There's a one of the
probably
largest.
Northern California, yeah. That's basically.
Yeah,
California.
The Cottonwood.
Cottonwood.
It's called the Shasta Livestock Auction. It's the largest in the nation, and they run 5,000 to 10,000 head of beef cattle through there every week.
I think Cottonwood and Arizona should date, and they would make a beautiful couple.
That would,
we even got a bar called the OK Corral. Last time I went in there, the bartender, she was getting kind of shitty because I was like drinking
Drinking whiskey and rye, thinking this will be the day that you'll die?
Pretty much, and I had had enough, so I turned my glass upside down on the bar, and she got all pissed off because I did it very carefully on the napkin where the ice cubes melted on the napkin. And then as I was walking to the door, she had both of the doormen grab me on either arm, and I leaned on them as she's coming up to cold cock me, and I kicked her right in the jaw. And then I pulled away from them, and I punched one of them with my right and the other one with my left and walked out the door. And I was too drunk to drive, so I went across the street to the Alamo Hotel, got myself a room, and it had like 3 beds in it. So I was jumping on all of them, and I cracked my head out real hard and fell asleep.
Oh, man.
Fun times in Cottonwood. Goodness.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Yeah, needless to say, I don't go in bars anymore, and I don't drink because somebody does the wrong thing, boy, I'm ready for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like a little.
I'm just a sweet little girl, but don't make me mad. My daddy used to spar with me when I was growing up, and there were 6 boys across the street, and I learned how to fight pretty good from the time I could walk.
Nice.
I bet one of those lessons was kick him in the nards.
What was that?
One of the lessons.
What about
was
in,
kick
the dark?
In the nards?
We're going to have to do a wolfman and blow up his nards. And put some of those little blood packs in there so it just explodes and makes a big gushy mess.
Well, I mean, nards already filled with blood packs.
Well, we could make them all American, red, white, and blue packs. You know, kind of like paintball.
That's the record.
Oh, my goodness. Well, boys, it's time to say goodnight. We're down to the end
good
of
night.
The show, and I want to thank you for coming in. This is a Chainsaw Fight. And they're coming out of Las Vegas. And I thank you, boys, for all you've done this year. You've really had a good year this time. And we're looking forward to this new year coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we can all do some good things together.
That's right. Don't forget to party or go home.
What?
See y'all next time.
Is this a cue? Do you want to say something?
Party or go home. Show's winding down here and say whatever. Say your last piece.
Let's do this singing wise. All right, we'll do the cue out, but we'll do a kind of sing song.
Party or go home.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, boys. See you next time.
All right. See ya.
See you next year or this year.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Bye.
All right. Later on. Bye.